Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Alongside Joe Ostrowski, Chris Mack in for Sam Panayotovich today here on Bet Sweats. We have got you covered. A Friday full of football with insights from Patrick Everson of Vegas Insider and Fox Sports in just a moment. The games we haven't yet touched on, because there are some, and some of them are admittedly ugly, might be looking in your direction. Washington, Minnesota, Tennessee, Cleveland. We will get to in 20 minutes inside the 2-minute drill. But we've been talking a lot about line moves, where the market's going, not just on the NFL in week 14, but with college football's conference championship weekend upon us as well. Let's bring in Patrick Everson, senior reporter for Vegas Insider, contributor to Fox Sports. Follow him on X at @PatrickE_Vegas. Morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good morning, sirs. Chris and Joe, thanks a lot for having me on. Tell Sammy to stop slacking. Where the hell is he? Not that I love talking with you, Chris. I'm totally good with it. I just like Sam a little bit of, give Sam a little bit of grief, you know?
Not taken personally at all, but I agree. He got all last week off, and now he's taking another Friday. I don't.
Wait, where did he know? He wasn't that off last week. Why do you keep saying
was
that?
Last week, last week was Thanksgiving, wasn't it? Am I behind?
Oh, yeah,
I
forgot
week,
about that.
Lost a week on the
no,
calendar.
You're right. You're right. No, you're right. That's where I'm at in this world right now. I completely forgot that we were off all of last week. It just flew by. Don't ask me about things going on in this world right now. I have no idea.
All right, we won't check Joe's calendar again. Let's start with conference championship weekend, Patrick. We both, and look, there's the SEC title game, Big Ten title game. I don't know how much either one of those means in the grand scheme of the CFP picture. Right. Obviously, the Big 12 game means something. Obviously, the ACC game has the potential to unlock Pandora's box with multiple group of five teams possibly getting in if Duke should win in Charlotte tomorrow night. But there are some games tonight, and Joe and I both had the same one circled, and I'm curious what your thoughts are on it or any other games in the conference championship window tonight or tomorrow, with UNLV going to Boise on the road for the Mountain West Championship game and getting 5.5 in some spots. Joe and I both circled UNLV because they are much improved this year, and they've already had an opportunity to go to Boise and get the experience and all that. Is there a chance for the outright upset, or at the very least a cover with the Rebels going to Boise?
And you're right. It's a very good football team, and I didn't see it go down, but I think there was some sort of coin toss or whatever that ultimately ended up with this game being in Boise. And again, I may be speaking a turn there, Chris, but look, they've certainly got an opportunity here. They're a good team. You can win on the road. It's the Mountain West. It's not like UNLV is going to face Georgia or something like that. It has been a little bit interesting. If you look at the line movement at BetMGM, for example, this game opened, you know, relatively speaking, significantly lower. You were looking at an opening number of Boise State -3.5, and it stuck that way till about the middle of the week, and then 4, 4.5, and as you noted now, 5.5. So the numbers were, you know, some of the stats I'm seeing so far, I haven't seen BetMGM's numbers. Maybe they just sent them. There they are. How about that? Drew Odell coming through. All right. I appreciate you, Drew. Shout out to Drew Odell. He is one of the data managers over at BetMGM. Literally just said this over a few minutes ago, Chris. So this is super, super fresh from BetMGM. It's close to two-way action on this game, even though this line has run 2 points toward BYU. You're looking at on the spread, 57% of bets on BYU, 61% of money on BYU. And the money line is similar. And these are straight bets, by the way. This is the data that BetMGM sends over to me is doesn't include parlays and so forth. So it's not skewed by everybody rolling everything into their money line parlays and such. It's just here's what's happening with somebody who's just trying to figure out who's going to cover or who's going to win the game outright. And like I said, the splits on the money line are similar, just relatively a modest edge to BYU, even though the line has gone up a couple points.
Let's talk a little bit of Heisman, because for a while, Patrick, I'd say it's been pretty clear. We knew it was going to be Ohio State, Indiana in the Big Ten championship game. And it has looked like, since nobody has really taken it, that it was going to come down to the Big Ten championship game. The winner and the quarterback that plays better is probably going to win. And then we saw massive line movement earlier this week that you get a flood of money on Diego Pavia. And you've got people out there that cover the sport that have large followings that are making their cases why. Well, nobody's taken the award away. And you see sand slipping. Like, all of a sudden, people are not in on him, and he drops down to the third, fourth favorite after being one of the top two guys. And we get to have the region talk that we have this time of year. Well, the South people are going to do this. People out West are going to do this. And there's the case for Pavia, where his roots out West and the SEC votes are going to go to Pavia. What have you heard about the bets in the line movement this week with Pavia? It's so interesting that there's all this momentum going towards him when he's the quarterback of the three not playing this weekend.
Yeah, I find that fascinating. And there's not, you say with a player who's not playing, Joe, not in the SEC championship game, doesn't have one more chance to showcase. At the beginning of the week, just to your point on the odds movement, at the beginning of the week at BetMGM, you had Sayan at plus 130, Mendoza just ahead of him at 25, and going down to Diego Pavia, he was the plus 333 third choice. So it's not like he was a long shot among those three, but he also has no more time to, no more games to make one more impression. And yet now you look at BetMGM's odds, and it's plus 175 Sayan, plus 175 Mendoza, plus 175 Pavia. I don't know what to make of that. I'm not sure how. I mean, obviously, like you said, some money must have come in there. It's fascinating, but I feel like, if Mendoza and or Sayan go out and do what they've been doing all season long, then I think this becomes more of a moot point. I don't see Pavia winning this when he doesn't play on this weekend, unless somehow this is a super defensive game. Ohio State can play defense. There's no question. Mm-hmm. So, and Indiana can as well. So it could be that way where it's just a really dull game and a team wins and, it's 16-6 Ohio State. But if either of those two gets a chance to shine, I don't see how Pavia stays in this conversation. But again, this is voting. It's very subjective. You never know what's going to happen. And the odds often tell, I won't say they always do, but the odds often tell a better story. I mean, if we were using odds, Joe, to determine who's going to be in the college football playoff, I might be more for that than I am for the committee. Odds often tell a story that's realistic. That's true. It's where people are putting their money. So it's certainly a little more objective than subjective. But that said, the voting is subjective, and who knows? Maybe Pavia somehow comes through with the underdog vote, if you will, even though he's now the three-way co-favorite at BetMGM.
One more college football question I want to touch on real quick, Patrick, before we pivot to the NFL. We have no idea of predicting what the college football playoff committee is going to do. They twist in the wind every single week, and we're left to figure out if what they're telling us is what they really believe, or it's just the way they arranged things to get the 12 teams that they want in those 12 spots from week to week. Miami is still 4-1 to make the playoff. given that there's the possibility, very distinct possibility, that BYU is not going to be in that buffer spot between Notre Dame and Miami in the rankings, and the committee may give us finally the shift of Miami ahead of Notre Dame, and it may buy the Hurricanes that final playoff spot. At 4-1, is that, does that make sense for you? Or do you take a step back and say, no, they've told us the whole time, Chris, that they don't care about that head-to-head matchup and Notre Dame's in over Miami?
Wow. I think it's maybe somewhere in between. Because as you said, it seems like BYU is the linchpin, right? You need Texas Tech to beat BYU again. And then maybe that elevates more so the head-to-head between Miami and Notre Dame, because you're getting BYU, arguably, you're getting BYU out of the way. BYU's got another loss, and it's to the same team they lost to a month ago. And if it's a similar loss, you know, three touchdowns or more, whatever, I think it was 29-7 or whatever it was, literally just 4 weeks ago against Texas Tech, then yeah, I think the door gets a little more open. It might be worth a sprinkle, I would say. I do feel like they're indicating Notre Dame's in, and I have a hard time seeing the committee saying, Notre Dame, you're not in. If we don't think that there are ratings and politics and, you know, all that going into this, they really shouldn't be. They should be looking for the 12 best teams to the highest degree possible. But, you know, it would be there'd be a lot of interesting conversation on Monday or Sunday afternoon, even after these come out on Sunday, if Notre Dame's left out. It's going to be really hard to leave Notre Dame out. I wouldn't argue with it. If they did, it would be fine. Even as a longstanding Irish Catholic, I'd be okay with that. I'm just looking for the 12 best teams, and I think Notre Dame is one of the 12 best teams, but the CFP also has to bear some responsibility here with some of the ways that they've written how you arrive at these 12 teams. And I'm not saying that the group of five should be left out. Somebody should be included in there. You've got to have, I think, something there, but this is a unique situation where you've got a group of five team that, you know, barely is even in the top 25, and you've got clearly some much, much better teams, whether it's Miami or maybe, another SEC team or what have you.
All right, Patrick Everson, let's talk sharp play. This is what people like, college and NFL. Let's hit them both. What are you hearing? What have you been told by the sports books around town where the sharp action is coming, both for, I guess, Friday/Saturday and Sunday?
You got it, and I'm flipping through the notepad, really. What I thought was interesting is there's on several games in the college slate, Joe. Georgia 1.5 and 2, this is from one odds maker here in Las Vegas, by the way. Indiana 5.5, as we know, that number kind of came back toward the Hoosiers in this game. But I had another odds maker tell me, look, it's interesting, the numbers move toward Indiana, but it's not reflective of the action. He said it's one way traffic on Ohio State, and it just happens to be sharp play on Indiana that helped bring that number in. Kennesaw State +1.5 and -2, and I'm not as if I'm seeing -2.5s across the board on Kennesaw State. So line jumped the fence, even went a little bit further with Kennesaw State. James Madison, obviously, as you alluded to, Joe, there might be one, if not two, Power Five teams in the playoff, depending on what happens against Virginia tomorrow night. James Madison, 20.5, -20.5, -21.5. And then Tulane, which is also obviously very much in the conversation for the college football playoff, gets some activity against North Texas at +3. And then on the NFL side of things, flip back a couple of pages here in my notes. So Texans look ahead line last week, Joe, 5.5. Chiefs 5.5 at home against it. The Texans got some looks at +5.5 on the look ahead, and then also at +4.5. You know, when the number on Sunday. Falcons at +8 and +7.5 hosting the Seahawks. Browns -3.5 against the Titans. And then the Commanders +2.5 and +2 at the Vikings. I haven't looked this morning yet, but I get, you know, it sounds like Jaden Daniels, Commanders on the road, but obviously Jaden Daniels makes that a much different team. As we saw all of last year, and we've, you know, really seen the difference this year. Winnington is just, hopeless when it comes to the playoffs and so forth. But a little bit of sharpness for the road game against the Vikings.
Patrick Everson, check him out at Vegas Insider, senior reporter for Vegas Insider and contributor to Fox Sports as well. Follow him on X at @PatrickE_Vegas. We appreciate all the insights today, Patrick. Enjoy week 14 and the conference championships.
Absolutely, Chris and Joe, me on. You guys have a great weekend.
You too, man. Man, that Kennesaw State see in action, Joe.
Yeah, well, that would make me think, okay, that might be something that you want to take a look at. The smaller schools, when they get sharp action, it's usually something that hits at a much higher rate. So, yeah, short favorite there. It was interesting as he was going over the sharp action on the college. I'm like, oh, yeah, I agree with that. JMU, ooh, when the sharps are laying more than three scores, I'm like, okay. Indiana, I understand. Georgia, sure. With that head coaching matchup. And then he went to the college. I'm like, no, I'm not doing any of that. I'm not doing Washington after that overtime loss where they gave everything they had. I understand Daniels is probably returning. I'm not betting on Kirk Cousins. I know he's getting a bunch of points, but I'm not going to be doing that. Cleveland, Shador Lang more than a field goal. I'm not going to be doing that. But maybe those are things I should be considering.
At 100-1 is a team we all left for dead, sneaking their way back into the AFC playoff picture. We'll roll through all the games we haven't touched on in week 14 yet with a 2-minute drill next here on BetSweat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of games we haven't touched on yet on the Week 14 slate. It is Bet Sweats alongside Joe Ostrowski. I'm Chris Mack in for Sammy P today, getting you ready for all the games that were fun to talk about, like, you know, Bengals, Bills, Bears, Packers, Texans, Chiefs, Eagles, Chargers. And then, because it's our duty, we get you ready for things like Titans, Browns, Commanders, Vikings, Dolphins, Jets, because we're here to serve you on the BetMGM network. We're here for you, and that's why we have the 2-minute drill to roll through as many of these games as possible. Before we do, am I insane? And you can tell me yes. Joe, and I know you will tell me yes. Before, let me give you the qualifier first before you tell me yes.
Paul being the first one to say yes there was like a plus 175 price. That was surprising.
The Dolphins are 100-1 to make the playoff.
What? Okay, bye.
Get I knew out. That was the
Turn
team.
The camera off.
When he gave that teaser going to break, he said 100-1 playoff team, thought you were dead. I knew that was going to be the team that he was going to bring up. Go ahead.
It's not pretty. I'm not here to tell you that the Dolphins are a good football team, but They got the Jets. They got the Steelers. They got the Bengals, who may be cooked by the time they play them. An injured Bucs team. A meaningless game against the Patriots in Week 18, maybe. I'm not saying. I'm just saying at 100 to 1.
Like, yeah, there's a reason it's 100 to 1. I understand where you're coming from. It's a soft schedule, and they've just won three games in a row. Outside the Buffalo game, soft competition.
Yes.
Boy, Jesus, when's the last time they had a road game? October 26th is the last time they were on the road. Like closer to a month and a half ago. Week 8. So, yeah, cozy confines of home. Now they're going to go on the road back-to-back weeks, Jets and Steelers. Here's what's happened. Playoffs, no. Save a head coach's job, yes.
Yeah.
He saved his job. They're gonna watch them roll this same thing out again. The teams do it all the time. They convince themselves of something that isn't there. And when he was the favorite earlier in the year to be the first coach fired, now he's going to end up saving his job. They won 4 of 5, and they're going to win more games. They're going to be knocking on like 8 and 9 when all this is over. Won't be good enough to make the playoffs, but yeah, they're not going to make wholesale changes there.
All right. Well, you didn't call Chris, me insane, which I appreciate. Yeah.
Do you have any? Do you know any Dolphins fans?
No. Do any exist?
Yeah. I grew up with one, my brother. And so, like, yes. I can only picture him when you bring up that point, because, like, they're actually probably going to be within a game to, like, they're going to make it real, and then they're going to fall apart in terrible fashion.
Yeah, how are they going to make it real? Like, you've got teams that are on the fringe that are way better than them and that have a better record right now, like the Chiefs.
Sure. So the Chiefs, let's say the Chiefs are in. I mean, let's say the Texans lose this weekend, and then like the Colts falter, the Chargers falter. We've talked about both those teams missing the playoffs. I'm just saying they might do the Bears in the hunt thing. They'll be in the hunt graphic until week 17.
Until they run out of time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Extend the season by another 2 weeks. Maybe they could have been on the fringe of the conversation. But yes. All right, 2 minute drill. Let's run through these games that we haven't talked about yet. Start the clock, Paul. Let's go.
All right. Definitely don't feel like you have to take 2 minutes for a lot of these, the full 2 minutes. You know what? I'm going to actually start this a little differently. Choose your own adventure. Pick whichever one of these crap games you want to talk about first, Chris.
We'll just go Tennessee, Cleveland, Dolphins, so we can get it out of the way.
Okay.
What is the angle on this thing? What is it? It's 3.5 in some spots, 4.5 in others. 4 right smack dab in the middle at BetMGM. You know what I'm going to play on Titans Browns, Joe? I'm going to play under on both quarterbacks' completions. 17.5 from Cam Ward, 15.5 from Shedeur Sanders. Under on both of them. This game's going to be hideous.
Sounds like a fun afternoon. I'm going to take these awful quarterbacks in this game with a total of 33.5, and I'm going to play under completions. So you're forced to actually track it. We have some great matchups this week, but so that means you're going to have awful games. I'll do that. I'll take that every week. We got 6-7 games that actually mean something. That means a handful of games that are trash. That's okay, because it gives us the great games. I have nothing on this game. I don't have a thought. I don't have anything. I just know that I would never lay more than a field goal with the Cleveland Browns. I don't care that they're at home and their defense plays better there. Cam Ward is slowly getting better, but I'm never taking him when I'm only getting like 3.5, 4. He's just not throwing interceptions right now. And that's why people are saying he's getting a little bit better, but I have no trust in him. I'm glad we're choosing our own adventure, because I've got one game of this group that I will be betting on, and that is Saints Bucks. This number has not budged. Bucks 8.5. The Bucks will be the most popular survivor play because they're available in just about every pool. It doesn't matter when you started, and what's not one of the highest point spreads, actually the highest point spread of the week. Injury report will mean something, but all of a sudden, if you take a close look at what the Bucks have been doing, barely surviving, barely, it's been ugly. And you kind of look at it, you're like, how are they winning these games? And I'm looking at it and saying, how are they favored by 8.5 points in a divisional matchup, even though they're at home? On the season, they are 28th in the NFL in net yards per play. Last few games, dead last by a significant margin. And in the series, this series, and that goes over 22 games. The Saints in the division since 2018, they've been great. On the road, 15-6-1 against the spread, and they do stop the run, so they do something well. Baker's just not the same Baker that we saw in the first month or two of the season when he was being mentioned in the MVP. So 8.5 is just way too many. I'm taking the Saints plus the points.
I'll throw this in too. Mayfield career as a favorite of 8 or more, 2-5 against the spread. So
yeah, it's too much.
It's way too much.
They barely got by the Cardinals last week.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of, and I'm also on the 8.5. Speaking of, all right, let's do an NFC West combo. Rams, Cardinals, Seahawks, Falcons, both touchdown plus spreads. Rams looking at an 8-point road favorite in Arizona. Seahawks a 7 off of 7.5 down to a 7-point road favorite in Atlanta. Chris, any angles on either of these games?
Just lay the points on both. Take both teams to cover. That's the angle. Like, both of these dogs are trash. Atlanta's lost 6 of their last 7. Their answer is Kirk Cousins, who hasn't thrown a ball more than 6 yards downfield in, I don't know, probably a calendar year. There's even a 6.5 out there somewhere, I think. So if you're really obsessed with betting Seattle, take the 6.5 if you can still find it out there. And the Rams, I mean, Arizona's lost 9 of 10. We don't need to talk about how bad they are. Everybody knows how bad they are. And I think the Rams bounce back in a massive way after the loss to Carolina. So I would just take both teams to cover.
As far as Seattle-Atlanta, yeah, I don't want to take Atlanta. But I do want to point out that Darnold's been on a bit of a slide over the last month.
Yeah.
That concerns me. When I've got a win by more than a touchdown, it concerns me. And that, like in a situation with last week, he didn't have to do anything because the defense won the game early, right? And they're shut out against Minnesota. But I'm just keeping that on my radar. So I don't want to lay, 7. I'm just not getting involved in that game. I'm more confident in the Rams. What are the chances Stafford is turning the ball over at a high rate like he did last week? Is that going to happen again? And this is McVay time. Like these good McVay, LaFleur, in December, they have outstanding records. McVay, good history against Arizona. Yes, I am more confident in the Rams. So between the two, I would, if I'm making a play between the two games, I would lay it with the Rams.
So am I insane for considering the Cardinals? I guess so, probably.
I mean, you've been insane. I understand. You don't want to jump ship at this point.
Clip it.
You don't want to jump ship.
Hit me again.
You've been backing them. You're like, I don't want to back off, and then they're going to probably cover and maybe even win, right? Like, that's part of the gambler's mentality.
I did go Bucks last week, and one was a push. Okay. One was – oh, they were also a survivor pick. Unfortunately, the other survivor pick was the Eagles, RIP. All right. Chris's Dolphins against the Jets, Broncos, Raiders, Dolphins, Commanders, no. Vikings. Go ahead, Chris. What do you got on any of these remaining games?
I mean, Commanders, Vikings, we're going to get Daniels and McLaurin back, right? And also J.J. McCarthy. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Can I just say something? Can we stop with the lacrosse streak? Like, just stop. You look like a 12-year-old.
The eye black streak.
Okay. Yeah. And who else was doing it that I saw?
Jackson Dart.
I forget. Yes. Stop. I know they're like 20, but come on. Be a pro. Anyway, Chris, go ahead.
I hate
they're
it.
Also the same person.
I hate it for 12 and 13-year-olds. They all do it in baseball, too. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? This war paint. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Stupid wow. kids.
It's kind of
wrong with Chris. Chris, I want you to put on war paint when you go out to start the car every morning. Okay.
Yes. I love that idea.
Because you're about to get yelled at when you do this. Very
right?
kind.
Yes.
thing for your daughter.
I mean, if I'm going to get yelled at, I might as well make it worth it and go with the lacrosse streak under one eye. No, I like Washington catching a couple points at Minnesota. If you're going to make me pick something out of these games, Paul, again, Daniels back, McLaurin back, and maybe just as importantly, McCarthy back for the Vikings. Kenny Pickett 2.0 has been a full participant. So here we go. Let's go, Commanders. Big road dog win. By all means, I'll take Washington and Minnesota.
Not picking any of these games, and you can't make me. This is no. Commandos, Vikings, not interested. Dolphins, Jets, and Broncos, Raiders. Ugh. I really don't want to. I'm not interested.
I wish.
Will the Broncos trail in this game? They've trailed in every game this year. Probably not. You don't think? I mean, that's a team that's quit more than anybody else, it feels like.
Who were the Raiders tied with at halftime? The Chargers, 7-7, right? A week or two ago?
It was last week they played them.
It was last week, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they lose 31-14?
Yeah.
Yes.
How many times is Geno going to get sacked? Is there a prop on a team sack total for the Broncos?
Oh,
because I don't care what the number is. I'll take the over.
Yeah, and Genty can't do anything as it is with that offensive line. What's he going to do against this front? Yeah, Geno's going to die Sunday.
It'll all be over soon, Geno. Joe said so. Yeah, it'll all be
your
over
interception
soon.
Leader, Geno Smith, 14 picks, and Tua.
Yikes.
Well, what is he, like minus 200 to throw an interception in this game, Geno? It's got to be.
Whatever the price is, it can't be worth
otherwise. Yeah, not really interested in that game. The Broncos will win.
Hot take. By the way.
Minus 150, that's it?
Minus 150, yeah.
Oh. Brian Branch officially done for the season with an ACL or Achilles, one or the other, for the Lions. So that hurts. That number only, I don't know, I guess it's a significant move. It moved $5, but down to 20-1, the Lions.
Yeah, it's a move. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're still on the outside right now, and they're favored to make the playoffs, which is interesting.
But what's does anybody have a massive level of confidence in the 49ers? Like, doesn't it feel like they're kind of there by default?
Yeah.
But I keep picking against them and they keep winning. So,
yeah.
They haven't played anybody lately, you would think. But
And they got the Titans after their bye week.
Of course.
Never mind.
Of course they do. 10th win of the year.
Yeah. Colts, Bears, Seahawks. I mean, if you're going to bet on them to miss, do it after the Titans game. I mean, there's a path there.
Bears?
But
you doing Bears miss?
No, Niners. I mean, you could do Bears.
Oh, you said Bears.
No, they're on the Niners. Let's Niners go Colts, Bears, Seahawks.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. Oh. Bears could miss. Okay. Lose out.
Come on. Why? Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
I'm just saying.
We'll do the room on the other side. The Bears-Packers game is in the room. I'll just say that.
Oh, there's no doubt what side they're on. No doubt.
Yeah.
Love it.
I totally believe that Bears-Packers is in the room. We'll get into that and also get you our favorite plays of the weekend, college, NFL, all of it. Coming up, lightning bets before we wrap up the show here on BetSweats on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lightning bets in just a second here on Bet Sweats. Chris Mack in for Sam Panayotovich alongside Joe Ostrowski. Week 14 is upon us. College football conference championship weekend as well. We'll give you our favorite plays the day and the weekend, all of our best bets in just a moment. But Paul Aspen, before the break, I mean, you want to talk about a clever tease? It was clever enough.
Whoa.
He told us the Packers.
Clever. Nope, never mind. No, it wasn't. Thank you.
Well,
Chris.
I didn't want to oversell it, right? Because it was more direct. It wasn't like wordplay. It wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna surprise you. It was more like, I'm just gonna tell you, the Packers and Bears in the room.
Thank you.
Chris is saying he knows the room. Go ahead, say it, Chris.
Yeah.
Let's see if he's right. Go ahead.
Yeah, Chris, guess the room. Yeah. Be clever. What do you got?
I am out of clever today, Paul. I am out of clever.
Yeah, me too.
It's Packers laying Bears. 6.5.
No, I was saying Bears. What is it?
Chris, I'm he's new here.
Packer.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't know the room at all.
No. Get out of the room.
Last thing this guy is clever.
Hit the room, Gurch. And let's do the room.
Where's the room?
Chris, come all on, right. Man. Odyssey hoodie.
Yeah, I saw that.
I know.
I saw that too.
You like that?
Yeah. The Reaper. Very appropriate. All right. So since we've been talking about it, the Bears plus 6.5 are the most bet side of the NFL weekend at BetMGM. Go Pack, go. Wow.
Last Thursday, Friday, they were the most popular play at plus 7, too.
Yeah, killed my survivor anyway.
So this is a normal thing with this fan base. Yeah. Sorry. Number one, public
Number
dog.
One. Public dog.
Okay, tie your card.
All right. So we'll go back down to number five. But there is another clever tease. There is another public dog on the list. Let's say that.
Good.
Bills minus 5.5 is not a public dog, but is the fifth most bet side at BetMGM. So Joe talked about Burrow as a dog earlier.
I'm surprised that they decided to now go against Burrow after what they saw last Thursday night.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fourth most best side of BetMGM. This one, I guess, makes sense. And I'm not taking the other side. Fourth.
Okay.
Broncos minus 7.5.
Oh.
Yeah. That tracks.
Yeah. All right.
I don't think that one misses either, though. Like, I don't.
Right. I don't think you usually go 1-4, Chris. 1-4, 2-3.
Okay.
And three,
all right. So. There's your one.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll be on the opposite side of this one. It's not going to be fun, but I'm going to do it. Texans plus 3.5.
They are? Yeah. Oh, man. They're going against the Chiefs now.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Now they're out on the Chiefs.
I feel a lot worse about that now.
They're not only avoiding the game, they're straight up going against them.
Yeah. All right. Second most bet side at BetMGM for this NFL weekend. And I get this one. I don't necessarily want to take the other side. I think we kind of talked about that. Seahawks -7 against the Falcons.
See?
Cousin sneaks in the back door.
Yeah, and Joe brought up a really good point. Darnold has looked more like Darnold
Ghost
the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Atlanta can pressure the quarterback.
Yeah.
I'll say that about their defense.
Seattle sneaks out with you know, a late field goal or something.
Run game.
Yeah.
Starting to sour on them a little bit.
And surprise, the most bet money line dog, the Bears, +240.
That number. I mean,
I get it.
Yeah. Steelers number two.
Really?
At 2-1. Yeah.
They're just taking the underdog in that series. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
So we have the Bears and the Steelers here.
Man.
Steelers Ravens also the most popular under. Most popular total of the week, and they're going under 42.5, which also makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tracks.
Okay.
Do you have the college ones?
I do. Stand by. I did. College, they are, Ohio State is number one, I believe. Here we go. I'll just go in order. Ohio State, most bet side. Ohio State -4, most bet side at BetMGM. And they have been historically bad at college. Georgia, -2.5. Second most popular side. North Texas Mean Green, -2.5.
Wow.
UVA, -4.5. And James Madison, -23.5. All chalk.
Yeah.
Huh. That makes sense that they would go that route. Indiana, man. This means so much. The Heisman means so much to them.
Yeah.
I understand why they're there, but I would look at
the I just can't and I understand the motivational edge on Indiana's side, and you know, Ryan Day just wants to get out of this game healthy. Again, it means nothing for them. I understand all of that. And again, I said it earlier. Indiana's a good football team. A very good football team. Undefeated number two. I get it. I just can't see Ohio State not winning this by at least a touchdown. But there you go. Okay. I'm right there in the room, too.
Or by 32, because Gerch put Ohio State's alternate spread, -31.5, is +1,700.
Thanks, Gerch. Okay. Yeah. Take Indiana. So Gerch has been epic this year, Chris.
So good.
We do this segment, 10 Toes Down, where you just – and a strong, fairly outlandish take – and you go all the way in. Like, Gerch has been on an epic run. At one point this year, I think it was after an 0-2 start, he said the Bears would go 0-17. And the Bears are now 9-3, number one seed in the
number
NFC.
Number one seed.
right before conference play started, after the non-con games in college football, he said his Indiana Hoosiers would go winless in the conference. They don't lose a game. They are the number two team in the country playing in the Big Ten Championship this weekend. So, like, if he's saying Ohio State alt, okay. Indiana outright is what I'm thinking.
Noted. Indiana outright +165.
Huh. Yep. Okay. Paul, do you want to try to come up with some contest plays? Some awful contest plays? Because that's what we've been doing this season.
Sure. All right. Let's go to our contest. All right. my entries. Let's go. All right. We can toss one around. I'll throw out the Saints.
What?
Saints plus 8.5. No,
it's just funny as you're look when you look for stuff, you say it out loud what exactly you're pressing on the computer.
I just want everyone to be inside my brain. Yeah.
It's
welcome.
Amusing. Yes.
No
welcome
thanks.
To the you storm. Don't want dead air too. Yeah. What storm team chaser. Do you take?
Gracie.
Saints. Saints plus 8.5.
Okay, yeah. Saints plus 8.5. I'm going to give a dog as well. Let's go with the Jacksonville Jaguars on here. It's plus 1.5 against the Colts. Two teams heading in opposite directions. Let me take Jacksonville Jaguars at home. Okay, sounds like we all agree there. Chris, is there a game you want to throw out to the class for this?
I think now that we've talked. No. You know what? I was gonna go in the direction of the Falcons. I'm not going to do it. After we talked about
Chris,
it.
No.
It's supposed I'm going to go back to Washington. I'm going to go back to Washington.
Oh, God. No, never mind. What Let's do we go back do? To the Falcons. What? Washington.
Wait, right. Why? Yeah. Washington plus 2.
Yes, Washington plus 2. Daniels, McLaurin, and J.J. McCarthy back for the Vikings.
Is there anything else you like?
I don't know if I need to say anything else.
Yeah. What else you got? Who the Penguins got this weekend?
It's all going to be over soon anyway.
All right. Then we'll take go Washington. Back to Atlanta then.
Washington.
Should we
I
do
would
both?
Rather have Washington.
Okay.
Do both?
Washington. Washington.
We'll take Washington.
All right.
I'm going.
Birds?
What you got?
Minus
that's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. Eagles.
Thank God we're back on track after the Commanders. Yes. All right, Chris. Well, Throw another one out.
Give us a play on Baltimore-Pittsburgh. Which side?
Yeah.
You had to pick
the side.
Okay. All right. I'll do it. I really don't want to take a side in this
It's
game.
Six. The line is 6 in this contest. Making it tougher. Yeah.
Six, I got to go Steelers. I think if it stays at 5.5, I'd go Baltimore. Six, they are bound to bounce back. And I don't necessarily mean bounce back means winning or, you know, but they are bound to bounce back to some level of respectability on offense at some point with Rodgers. Even if he can't physically do it anymore, he's still mentally there. And so if you're giving me 6, I'll take the Steelers. It won't be pretty.
I disagree, but yeah, I know. I get why you're there. I get it.
Paul's it'll be a 19-16 like? Loss and a cover.
Chiefs. Yeah,
right. Let's do that for the contest.
Chiefs. Okay.
Chiefs minus 3.5.
All right.
Man, that hook. They're trying to mess with us with that hook. Yeah. So we're going Jacksonville, Philly, New Orleans, Kansas City, and Washington.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here we go. Okay.
In.
Very good.
We're in on it. Thanks for having me, gentlemen. I appreciated it as always. Sammy P will be back on Monday and wrap up of everything that happened in week 14 will be taking place right here. Plus an early look at week 15 lines as well to get you set up in the best spot for those. For everybody, Paul Aspen, Brian Gerch, Jay Kasson, for Joe Ostrowski, I'm Chris Mack. Thanks for joining us here on Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.